Chapter 4. When my grandfather was a young man, he traveled through Florida on business and stumbled on Siesta Key. He spent a week here, and before he left, he'd bought a piece of land on the edge of the Gulf. My grandmother was flabbergasted that he'd put them in debt for $1,000 for land that wouldn't even grow tomatoes. But he persuaded her to bundle up my 2-year-old mother and come see the key for herself. They arrived just as the sun was setting. My grandmother stood on the dazzling white beach and watched open-mouthed as a molten gold sun quivered itself into the water while banners of iridescent rose and turquoise and lavender streamed in the sky. "I'm never leaving here," she said, and she didn't. My mother was probably looking the other way because she left as soon as she got the chance. My brother and I are like our grandparents. We're never leaving either. I live in an apartment above a 4-slot carport next to the frame house where Michael and I lived with our grandparents. I moved here after the earth cracked in my world and left me standing beside a jagged fissure that threatened to suck me in. Michael and his partner Paco live in the house, and except for a remodeled kitchen, they've left it pretty much the way it was. With Michael and Paco to remind me that I'm loved, and the continuous roll of the surf to remind me that life never stops, I've survived the last few years. Barely. A wide covered porch runs the length of my apartment, with a hammock strung in one corner and a table for eating and watching the waves break on the beach. French doors open into a small living room with a sofa and chair. A one-person breakfast bar separates the living room from a galley kitchen. My bedroom is just big enough for a single bed and a dresser. The bathroom is cramped, too, but there's an alcove in the hall for a washer and dryer, and I have a big walk-in closet. I put a desk in one side of it, and that's where I take care of my pet-sitting business. The whole place has Mexican-tiled floors and oyster-white walls. I wouldn't call it Spartan, exactly, but it's definitely no frills. It was nearing noon when I drove home down the twisting